This is Law and Disorder. This is Michael Ratner bringing you a 5-minute update from Law and Disorder. We've had a lot of interesting developments since we last spoke. The Center for Constitutional Rights filed a case against Donald Rumsfeld and 11 other U.S. officials in Germany, alleging that they were part and parcel of what I'm calling the torture program in the United States that has tortured people all over the world. It's part of that program that I also like to relate to Operation Condor, which was the Pinochet program of picking people up all over the world, torturing and killing them. In any case, we went to Germany on November 14th on behalf of 11 Iraqis, as well as Mohammed El-Khatani from Guantanamo, and filed a case against Donald Rumsfeld and other high U.S. officials for torture. What was interesting, most interesting to me about Germany this time, is the different reception we had in Germany compared to last time. I filed a similar case 2 years ago. Times have clearly changed. Not only has the United States government said it's not going to do anything about these guys, and in fact given them an amnesty in the Military Commission Act, it is continuing and insists on continuing with its program of rendition and inhuman treatment. So there was a major reception of the case in Germany, really positive. Hundreds of press came to it. People took it seriously because they understand that there's really no hope for justice in the United States right now against these officials. The first step in Germany will be to see if we can get them to open an investigation. If they open an investigation of Donald Rumsfeld and others, that will send an earthquake through this administration. They will recognize you can run, but you can't hide, that somewhere in the world, some country will investigate you for your part in the torture program. Two of our defendants, of course, have already resigned. Donald Rumsfeld has resigned, and his chief aide in what I call the torture program, Stephen Cambone. Cambone, very involved in the torture program. He was the one who really told General Miller, who was in charge of Guantanamo in 2003, he told General Miller, go to Iraq, General Miller, and Gitmoize Iraq. What they mean by Gitmoize Iraq is basically make it into a torture center. And sadly, that's what happened. And when we see the pictures of Abu Ghraib from November 2003, when those pictures were taken, we realize that's the result of the torture program the United States is running. So we have high hopes for the German case. Even if somehow we don't get where we want to in the German case, there are other countries in this world that will be amenable to this kind of international prosecution. We're thinking Italy, we're thinking Spain, and also Argentina. In other news, we did have an interesting Guantanamo decision. Guantanamo, we're coming up on the 5th anniversary of the first incarcerations at Guantanamo. That occurred on January 11th of 2002. There are currently 460 people in Guantanamo. It's been, to put it mildly, an incredibly frustrating litigation. We've had some 500 attorneys working on it. We've won some things in the courts. We always get set back by the president and by the Congress. I don't sadly expect much out of the new Congress, the Democratic Congress. We're still fighting. The one positive development we had was in a district court case, which is a lower court case, in which one of our clients asked to represent himself and asked for help from another client, another inmate who's in Guantanamo, to help him with his case. And the judge went on and on how he had to be allowed to do this, that the government opposition was outrageous, the man didn't speak English, probably didn't know what a writ of habeas corpus was, that he needed the assistance of those next to him in who spoke his language and who were in Guantanamo. And she ended the opinion, excoriating the government, saying, justice delayed is justice denied. And while that's not an optimistic way to end the program in the sense, or at the end of 5 minutes, because we have been fighting for 5 years and we still have these people in Guantanamo, it is finally time that judges are beginning to understand that people without charges, people who've been hooded, people who've been abused, people who've been tortured, have been there for 5 years. And so far, the courts have yet to give them relief. So those are really two signs of hope we have going into this next period. Rumsfeld's resignation, Cambone's resignation, the filing of the German lawsuit, the seriousness with which the German lawsuit is taken, and of course, federal judges finally beginning to speak out about the inhuman outrage that Guantanamo represents, not only in this country, but around the world.